it's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by team leader off the record in MK, Sandy Bell-Ash. Sandy, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Lovely to speak to you. First of all, for anyone who's maybe not familiar with Off the Record, tell us, what is it? Tell us all about Off the Record.
Well, it's a music shop. We're at Midsummer Place in Milton Keynes. All our profits go to Will and Hospice, and we sell all sorts of stuff from new and pre-loved vinyl, 3D instruments, hi-fi, books and magazines.
So it's a music shop by Will and Hospice, or just for Will and Hospice?
It's by Will and Hospice.
Amazing. But
it looks like a music shop rather than a charity shop.
Yes. Okay, cool. So where does all your stuff come from then? Like, you mentioned some of it's pre-owned, but like you get new stock as well?
We get new stock as well. We'll talk about this later, but we're doing a record store day, and we have to stock new stock to do that. So that was sort of the criteria for bringing in some new stuff. Our pre-owned stuff is lovingly donated by the community. The community are fantastically supportive, and there's hardly anybody comes in that hasn't been touched by Will and Hospice in one way or another.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. So this is a charity shop, but you run it like any record store then?
Yes. Yeah, it looks like a record store. People are quite surprised when they find out that it's run by Will and Hospice, even though we've got signs up saying that.
Yeah.
But it looks like a traditional record store. It's a fantastic place. People love it.
And is the shop run by volunteers?
Yes, you have a bank of absolutely wonderful volunteers who all have their own speciality. So we have volunteers who are experts in punk and sort of new wave. We've got volunteers that are specialists in guitar maintenance and stuff like that. We also have five team leaders, one of whom's based at our drop-off centre at Kiln Farm, who helps sort out the stock that gets sent to the shop. And three other team leaders who help run the place. It's a really slick business, and they couldn't do it without our volunteers. And you can always drop off stuff at the shop if you want, or, as I said, our drop-off centre at Kiln Farm.
Lovely. You mentioned Record Store Day there, which is coming up on the 20th of April. What is Record Store Day?
Record Store Day, I think, has been going for about 17 years, and it was set up in the time of the record megastores, like Tower Records and Virgin Records, yeah, and the like, who were putting small independent record stores out of business just because, you know, they couldn't compete. So the record labels got together and decided to try and do something to help the small independents. And they created Record Store Day. So it's a day where they focus on small independent record stores. The record labels produce very limited edition records and tapes and things that can only be sold at these small stores. All the stores, open at 8 a.m. in the morning. They cannot sell online for 2 days. It's all to be through the shop. And it's to bring people into the shop, get some content that they wouldn't be able to get elsewhere, build up their collection, and some very, very, very rare stuff that, you know, some of the stuff's limited to 250 pressings for the UK.
Wow. I mean, that's absolutely huge, isn't it? So let's talk about this year's Record Store Day then. You mentioned quite often there's exclusives and that sort of thing for Record Store Day. Do you know what is happening this time around?
I guess it depends on your point of view. For me, I'm incredibly excited about Kate Bush being one of the ambassadors for Record Store Day, and they have released a 10-inch picture disc of Eat the Music. I'm not normally a supporter of picture discs because the quality isn't very good, but this is what they call a UV picture disc. So all the music is on one side, and it's as good quality as any other pressing. There's no degradation because of the picture disc, and the pictures on the other side have been UV printed. So I'm very, very excited about that. I'm incredibly excited about three Public Image Limited cassettes that are going to be released for the first time on cassette. And that's sort of quite a big deal. When Public Image are, as you will remember, it's John Lydon, and they're very protective of their music. So to get it on cassette for the first time, because cassettes are such a growing market again, is just amazing. We're also going to be stocking rewind portable cassette players, so that if you want the cassettes but have nothing to play it on, we'll be able to help you out there as well.
Amazing. I was going to ask about the demand for cassettes, because we've all heard about the growing rise in vinyl, certainly in recent years, but people getting back into cassettes now as well.
Our cassettes are phenomenal. We sell a lot of cassettes.
Wow.
And we get a lot donated, which is great. But yeah, it's just phenomenal. Obviously, Stranger Things, the TV program,
yes,
had quite a bit to do with reviving it for the younger people.
Yeah.
But we also have, and I'm going to be very careful how I say this, we also have a lot of older men in particular who may have purchased a 1970s Ford Capri or the likes, and they want the equivalent music to play in the cassette player that's in there.
Amazing, yeah, absolutely. So cassette, vinyl, presumably CD as well. Any other formats that you stock?
Yeah, CDs, and again, they are definitely having a revival.
Yeah.
We sell a lot of them. I think people are realizing that you can't hold an MPC in your hand.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing there. And people now want the collections and even just for the artwork or the liner notes or whatever. You know, they're there. So we sell an awful lot of CDs as well. We also sell 78s, which is a very niche market, and we don't sell a lot of them, but we do sell them. And we have one 8-track for sale.
Wow.
Which, I don't know, a lot of you people won't even know what an 8-track is, I guess. My dad had one in his car in the 70s. So we have an ABBA 8-track for sale if anybody's interested.
Amazing. Wow. Yeah, it's interesting that those formats are coming back. But like you say, it is that, you know, you can physically touch it, you can see it in a way that you just can't with digital downloads or streaming.
Yeah, it's the emotional interaction,
yes,
with it. A lot of our pre-owned stuff is sold because people's parents had them and they remember their parents playing it and they,
yeah,
just want to have a copy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, music's such an emotional thing anyway.
Yeah.
But I think the shop is sort of built on an emotional interaction. It's fantastic.
So Saturday, 20th of April, is Record Store Day this year. How can people get involved?
Right, they can. Well, we'll be opening at 8 in the morning. We normally open 10 till 6, but we'll be opening at 8 that Saturday. They can come along. They come along and see what we've got. We don't have everything because it's our first year doing it, and we're the first ever charity shop to be allowed to do it. So we don't have everything. We have lots. There's certainly lots of the Kate Bush that I was going on about earlier, and we've got some stuff by Dave Grohl, the Public Image Cassettes, etc., etc. Come in. We have live acts playing all day. Our amazing volunteers will be there all day to help with your selections and requests. It's going to be a real fun day. We've got music starting at, I think, 7:30 in the morning to entertain any queue that there might be there.
Amazing. Well, get yourself along to Off the Record for Record Store Day. And any day in general, if you want to furnish your record collection, because not only is it a great record store, but it also supports Will and Hospice as well. Sandy Bell Ash is team leader at Off the Record. Sandy, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for filling us in all about Off the Record. And we wish you all the best for Record Store Day in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks very much. Thank you.